Sometimes dreams die. She wailed and she wept as she rocked the body of her child, her only child, her son. God had given him to her, and now God had taken him away. She stood and went to the addition they had built for the prophet, for the man of God, for Elisha. And she lay the body of her son on Elisha's bed. She dried her tears. She called her husband. "Please send me one of the servants and a donkey, so I can go to the man of God quickly and return." Her husband was more than a little suspicious. He knew that their son had been sick. "Why go to him today? It's not a new moon or the Sabbath."
It's all right," she said. And she meant it. What God ordains is always good. Even this. So she took a servant and a donkey, and they set out for Mount Carmel, where Elisha stayed. It was a day's journey, and she rode hard. And as she approached, she saw Gehazi, Elisha's servant, running toward her. Gehazi asked, "Are you all right? Is your husband all right? Is your child all right?" And she answered, "Everything is all right." And she climbed the mountain to get to Elisha. And when she reached him, she fell and took hold of his feet and refused to be moved. Gehazi came over to push her away, but Elisha said, "Leave her alone. She's in bitter distress, but the Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me why." And at long last, the woman brought her wail forward, and she vented all her grief on Elisha.
"Did I ask you for a son, my lord? Didn't I tell you, don't raise my hopes?"
Elisha said to Gehazi, "Tuck your cloak into your belt, take my staff in your hand, and run. If you meet anyone, do not greet him, and if anyone greets you, do not answer. Lay my staff on the boy's face." But the child's mother said, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." And she clung to him. And so Elisha, the man of God, went with her. Gehazi ran ahead. He sprinted all the way across the Jezreel Valley until he found her home and found the boy on his master's bed. And he put the staff right on the boy's face, just like Elisha said. And nothing happened. Gehazi ventured back and met Elisha on the way. "The boy has not wakened." And Elisha reached the house. And he went into his room. And he shut the door. And outside, the mother waited. And she wept. And she prayed. And she waited. And she waited. And she waited. Until finally the grizzled prophet of God called his servant. And she was alone.
And then the servant came back and gestured for her to follow. Elisha spoke 3 words to her. Take your son. And there was her boy. There was her son. And she cried out in joy. And she fell at Elisha's feet and bowed down. And she took her son. And they lived. Brothers and sisters, our Father has given us so many blessings. And sometimes it's easy to lose sight of the Father because we're watching those blessings so closely. And so he takes them away, so we learn to depend on him. Pray that in time of testing, that you'll be like the Shunammite woman, who turned back to God and said, everything's all right, because what our Father ordains is always good. And this story is true.